Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
I've heard people say there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. That may be true when it comes to some legislators on some issues, such as taxing and spending, but I would be careful not to paint the legislature with too broad a brush. When it comes to the social and moral issues, there's a huge difference, such as we talked about yesterday on the issue of abortion. An even better example comes today on Senate Joint Resolution 15, sponsored by Senator Dave Howard. This was a resolution encouraging the Montana Supreme Court not to adopt a rule proposed by the American Bar Association that would run roughshod over the First Amendment rights of lawyers. This resolution passed the legislature on a straight party line vote, with all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no in the House and the Senate. Furthermore, the committee votes in each House were also straight party line. This bill, more than any other, paints a stark contrast between the beliefs of the two parties. As you may recall, SJ 15 was introduced to urge the court not to adopt proposed Rule 8.4G, which would allow lawyers to be charged with professional misconduct for engaging in conduct that a lawyer knows or reasonably should know is harassment or discrimination on the basis of race, sex, religion, national origin, ethnicity, disability, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, or socioeconomic status in conduct related to the practice of law. The rule may sound reasonable on its surface, but let's dig deeper. First, it's important to note that the rule is focused on the LGBT community. It was written simply to get the terms sexual orientation and gender identity into the rules. All the other categories were added to make it more palatable. Legislators do this with pro-LGBT legislation all the time. Second, it tramples free speech. Let's say a lawyer was serving as a volunteer on a church council and was strategizing ways to keep that church from having to perform same-sex marriages. Depending on who interprets this rule, he could be guilty of professional misconduct. To understand how this could happen, one needs to go no further than to read the latest op-ed by former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, himself a shill for the liberal left, who frequently used his seat on the bench to push an ideological agenda. Fortunately, he's in the minority. During its public comment period, the Supreme Court received over 500 letters from lawyers, judges, legislators, and regular citizens, and over 95% of them were opposed to this rule. And a subcommittee of the American Bar Association itself even questioned the constitutionality of the rule. Those who know me know that I'm a staunch defender of the separation of powers and firmly believe each branch of government should be able to establish its own rules of procedures and conduct. I also believe, however, that it's prudent for the branches to warn each other when one appears to be wandering from the Constitution or their assigned powers. SJ 15 does just that, and we applaud Senator Howard for bringing it forward. The court needed to be gently reminded that they have a constituency, and it's the people of the state of Montana, not the members of the American Bar Association. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.